I was like, broski, like I'm here to enjoy myself. Mm. I can see you're with your girl. Mm. The guy's already serving me. There's nothing he can do now. All you got to do is wait. Be patient. Just be patient. Be patient. The guy was like, what? Who you talking to? I was like,
you told him to go
see
to the toilet.
See the tone of my voice? No. I was like, because this is the way I talk. I was like, you see the tone of my voice? It's chilled. It's calm. Just relax.
Yeah, you're manipulative, fam. Yeah,
and I'll tell him to serve you next.
Okay.
He's like, bro, why are you doing that? I was like, bro, but look, we're here to enjoy ourselves.
Just a drink, bro.
He's like, you know what he said to me? Mm. He's like, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it, bro. I'm not even under beef. I'm a doctor, man. he said he's a doctor. I said, oh, yeah, I work in banking as well. Then he comes up to you. He's like, oh, swear that. He's like, oh, safe, bro.
there's not even any correlation as well. I'm about to say,
working black professionals.
You're not on the beef. We're both not on this.
You're both on LinkedIn.
By the way, we're both on LinkedIn.
But it was shocking because the guy was so talking bare road. He's like, oh, but I'm a doctor. Bro. I was like, what? That threw me off guard, man.
The guy would have fucked you up and healed you. At No problem. Never ever go through a girl's phone, bro.
Oh yeah, I could have told you that. Yeah.
Never ever go through a girl's phone.
Nothing good comes from that.
Nothing comes from it. So yeah, there was one time I was with a girl and we had like a fantastic night. Like I'm talking about one of those nights where you get the amazing beat. The beat was fantastic. I'm talking like 45 minutes foreplay, 7 minutes penetration. Right? it was.
You round that up to an hour. Yeah, that's a good solid shift.
So yeah, the night was so good. I remember I wake up in the next morning and she's sleeping next to me and she looks so good. Like makeup's off, she looks so good. And I'm like to myself, you know what? Like I liked this girl so much. The night was so good. I'm gonna make this girl breakfast.
Oh. But you can't even cook.
Hey, chill. I can cook an omelette. So I was like, I'm going to make her breakfast. I kiss her on the forehead. I wipe the plaque off her forehead. And then I went downstairs to start making breakfast. I opened the fridge. I've got all the ingredients I need, but I'm like, nah, my baby deserves it fresh.
Okay.
I'm going out. Yeah. I go to Sainsbury's, bro. I bought croissants, bro. Yeah. Fresh croissant, bro. So then I get back, I'm cooking the food, and then I go upstairs and I'm like to her, babe, look, I'm cooking you breakfast in bed. Do you want one croissant or do you want two? She's ooh, like, duh. Oh, I love them. Like, give me two, please. So then I'm like, cool. And then as I'm about to go downstairs, her phone's on the desk. And her phone's just like vibrating. Like, it's just pinging off.
You didn't think group chat's popping off?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Intrusive thoughts start to set in. I'm thinking, should I just have a look? Like, I'm not going to go through her phone, but I could just look down, have a sneaky peek sort of thing.
Yeah.
The angel on my shoulder's like, look, like, you don't need to go through the phone. Like, everything was good.
You had a great night.
Yeah, don't be insecure or whatever. The devil on my shoulder is like, he's a hood guy. He's like, bro, he's like, she's half asleep. Just check it out. Like, no one's going to know. If there's no bad thing there, then no harm done sort of thing.
It's worth the risk.
Exactly, yeah. I'm thinking, nah, you know what? I'm not going to go for it. But as I'm about to leave, another message comes through. And I just end up, my eyes just, you know when something just pings, my eye just went to it. Now she's an amateur because she doesn't have the thing where the message doesn't come out. The message came out. So I could see like four messages.
Preview.
Okay. Yeah, you could see the preview, exactly. Amateur hour, bro. Yeah. So then I'm seeing it and I'm seeing Gabriel work in brackets. And then the messages are like, I could only see four messages, but the messages are like, oh, hi, babe. What do you want to eat tomorrow?
Yeah, that's calm. Like, it could be like a lunch thing.
Hey, tell that devil. What's that devil saying?
The devil's saying croissant.
These nuts.
As soon as I see it, my head's hot. So the angel on my shoulder is like, look, I know a guy called Gabriel. He's harmless. Like it's all good. it's basically what you said, maybe it's just a work friend. Everybody's got them. Like he cooks for her. That's calm. Yeah. The devil on my shoulder, that's not Gabriel. That's Gabriel, bro. That's Gabriel. And he's piping, bro. He's like, you have to go through the messages. Like, don't be, you're the coleslaw here. Don't be taken for a fool. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah, like, I'm not going to do it. I go downstairs. I continue making the breakfast. But while I'm making it, I chuck the croissant in the bin just in case I'm being taken for a fool. You're not getting croissant. I got two slices of Hovis out of the fridge and I slapped it on. I was like, just in case I'm being taken for a fool. So then I go upstairs and I'm like to her, like, yeah, babe, the food's here. She's like, oh, thank you so much. Like, you're so sweet. Let me go toilet, brush my teeth. So she goes, she on the way to the toilet. She has a look at her phone, and I'm checking for her reaction to the messages. Okay, yeah. So she looks at her phone and she just smirks. That smirk to me is confirmation. Yeah, you're seeing this guy. Like that's your man. That's your man, basically. Yeah. So she goes into the toilet. And the angel on my shoulder is like, look, Dej, don't do this. Like, don't confront her. But you had a great night. Like, look at the wet patch on the bed. Look at the wet patch on the bed. He's like, whoever this Gabriel guy is, he can't match the seven strokes. He can't match the seven strokes you gave her last night. Don't be toxic, bro. Look at the wet patch. That's what he's saying. The devil on my shoulder is like, nah, the wet patch is from the blood, the spillage of blood, because she stabbed you in the back, bro. Like, she's definitely doing something with this guy. You have to confront her. Don't be a dweeb, bro. So she comes back out of the toilet and I'm like, look, who's Gabriel? Mm. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you speak Anglais, bro, don't you? Like, who's Gabriel? Like, obviously I saw your phone on the desk. I didn't go through it, but I saw these messages, like, and like, they seem a bit flirty. Like, you said we're exclusive. So like, what's going on? Mm. She starts crying. Like, she's proper crying. She's like, oh my days. Like, nah, this is just like a work friend. Like, you'll see, like, she's basically begging me to go through the phone. She's like, if you see all of the messages, it'll be calm. Like, we don't do anything. It's just like friendly banter sort of thing. Yeah. The angel on my shoulder is like, see, Dej, this is what you do. You've ruined things. This is what you do. Like, just because you're insecure, now you've made the girl cry. Like, you didn't need to do this. You're always gambling with your love life. You have a queen here. You have a queen here. Yeah. Don't ruin it. Yeah. The devil on my shoulder is like, queen's a sket, bro. Queen's a sket, bro.
You can put anything on top.
Yeah, exactly. Queen's a sket. You're like, call her bluff, bro. Call her bluff. Go through the phone. Bet money you're gonna see something. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go through the phone. I take the phone. Mm-hmm. The messages weren't good, bro. She's trying to double bluff me. So I'm seeing the messages, and she's proper flirting with this guy, seeing this guy. And the worst thing is, this guy's a chef. He's a chef, so he's cooking for at work and everything. And
he's making croissants from scratch.
Exactly. Taste the difference, bro. He's making them lit croissants. So then I'm basically like to her, I'm like, you know what, like, I'm not going to see you again. Like, not even because of the competition, but just because you can't be honest. So I'm not going to do anything toxic. Finish your breakfast. I'll call your Uber. You go home.
Bro, you're better than most, man.
Bro, I was just like, you know, I'm not going to be toxic. Mm. End of the breakfast, she's getting ready to go home. I'm like, you know what? Let me just give her one more kiss. I've seen it in the movie.
That kiss is goodbye. It's that closure kiss.
So I kiss her, yeah, and then a tear drops onto my lip. I loved it, bro. I loved it. It was salty, bro. I could taste the regret, bro. Yeah. That's what was missing from my omelette, bro. Yeah, exactly, yeah. I needed that. So she's basically like to me, like, okay, cool. Like, if we're not going to, I understand why you don't want to see me again, but if we're not going to see each other again, then can we have like one more session? I'm like,
what's the devil in you? What's the devil in you?
These times the devil and the angel say the same thing.
Bro. The devil on my shoulder is like, yeah, 100%. Yeah, you deserve this, bro. You need it. The angel on my shoulder is like, I agree with him. He's like, I agree, bro. Run that up.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
Okay, this is Pastor Meerkat episode 22. We got some new sofas here. This episode is sponsored by Hera. Shout out to Hera as always. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am here with Sheikh,
hey,
Iman, Manny, Pedro, and we've also got Tim in the studio too. Yeah.
What's wrong?
When I said, hey. What was that all about?
Let him be happy, man.
he's happy today.
My
man.
Bad.
That's how
that's got you feeling nice. That's why, man.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was at just on a casual thing. I was at dinner with Neo.
Like, yeah, you know this one. You know those name drops. Like, yeah, I was just.
This is Neo.
Yeah, Neo.
Neo.
Which Neo? Matrix Neo.
I was gonna say. Oh, literally about to
Okay. That's still, if I was at dinner with him, that still would have slapped anyway.
Yeah, he still
was.
Yeah.
But I was with So Sick Neo. Shout out to Vamp. It was a good night. Mm. And the girls were like, we were at STK, yeah, and STK are like.
But why are you name dropping, bro?
It's casual. Like,
no, he deserved it.
STK
sponsor us.
It's a normal Thursday, you know? Like, at the end, to you, it might be something different.
But last night, and we were drinking Don Julio. Go on.
The Stratford one, or the.
Oh, shut up, man. Hey, you know, this one's trying to diminish the thing. They're trying to be like, no, okay.
They're trying to let us know that you know.
Well, name three steaks.
Sirloin.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Rump.
Yeah. Of course you know that.
You should have rumped, man.
And.
Gang.
What's the basic one?
One
more thing.
You don't
know. I always get sirloin, so.
Yeah.
So what else?
Asking you a question, you don't know it, bro.
Wait. You got five.
Brother,
four.
I'll ask you to name all three. The Woolies in North London.
You could have said flank. You could have said ribeye. You could have said filet mignon.
Ribeye, yeah.
T-bone. Yeah.
Steak is dead, though, man.
How do you have your steak?
Medium to well. You like it black.
I guess. What? Sometimes I don't know the name, the names and the codes. So I just be guessing.
It depends. Depends on the cut.
Medium rare. Nah,
I don't. Wait.
You can realize that you're top.
Nah. Reaction is probably not medium.
Nah. Maturing is understanding that medium rare slaps on certain cuts.
Shut up, man.
You're medium rare. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet on certain cuts, you know.
Certain cuts.
What cut? Slider?
Nah.
I was at dinner and the girls, so we're STK and then they've obviously told STK, like, Neo's here. And there was these girls, like this group of like black girls sitting like by the toilet. I've gone to the toilet and then those girls are obviously like, oh my God, like, yeah, Neo's there, blah, 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 blah. So then, like, when I walk out of the toilet, like, for some reason, I'm walking with bare swag because, like, I've come out of we've got this private dining section.
Yeah.
So I'm walking past the girls, like, yeah. With Neo on a casual thing, they were like, and they were like to me, oh, is Neo there? I was like, relax, man. Like, just don't.
Isn't it?
Cool down. Yeah.
I just go to the toilet. But yeah, they've obviously told STK that Neo's there. So then they play, towards the end, they start playing Neo's songs, innit?
Oh.
And he's got some slappers. Like, yeah, he's got obviously, he's re-performed one of his songs at the first live show.
Yeah.
They're playing these songs, and the girls are going mad. Like the girls we were with were going crazy. Like, they're proper singing, kind of like singing to him. He's on the other end of the table.
Is he singing as well?
He's just a
he hated that shit.
He's tired of the song. He's like, he's just like vibing like that. He's like to the girls, like, yeah. I'm sitting next to the man, them. I'm waiting to see how they behave.
You don't want to be a groupie.
You don't want to be a
groupie. I know all the lyrics, but I'm not going to. I'm just cool.
You want to be like, enough is enough.
But yeah, it was really good. But it reminded me of, like, the way the service was when the celeb was there. It reminded me of, like, clubs and, like, bottle service and stuff. Mm. And the way they treat you nice when you have, like, a table or whatever.
Yeah.
And it brought me back to the most expensive night of my life ever.
Where?
Cannes. That was the most expensive night of my life. I don't think I've spent that much money on a night out in my life.
Yeah, but we moved mad.
That table night was insane.
I can't remember how much I spent, but let's forget.
We didn't know on the night. It was the spreadsheet.
The spreadsheet saga.
And you could see that one night, it was like 350. It was like 350 each.
Yeah.
350 plus each.
And we were staying on, for context, we were staying on a yacht in the south of France for my 30th. And
we had limited alcohol.
We had unlimited alcohol. So we
and better, we had the fucking Cafe Patrol.
Yeah, it's like
we get into the club.
And we pre-drank. Yeah. We went to the club.
Drunk before the club. Got a table. Didn't drink on it. And what happened to most of the bottles?
Bro, I remember the whole bottle left.
I remember they're bringing the bottle. You know them bottles where they have to hold it like that? And it's got the spark like, yeah. The bottle's so big, the Grey Goose bottle.
Yeah.
And everybody's just looking at it like, who's really drinking this?
Bro, I remember when we left, because some people left first. I remember when everyone had left the table.
Some people didn't make the night.
No, some people left early, but we'll talk about that later. When we left the table, bro, everyone flocked to our table.
Obviously,
those beer drinks there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you flip it.
It's like pigeons.
People just came until after the table. It was nuts.
And then, like, the pigeons where you throw your produce. Them pigeons are fucking greedy.
They were 100% scuffing over the big bottle, bro, the Magnum bottle. I was like, bro, this is a waste of that. Bro, I remember that night, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Vish, bro. Bro, Vish threw. How come man throw up? Mm-hmm. And then Tim's like, oh, this guy's finished. So Tim, out of the kindness of his heart, he's like, oh, let me take him home.
That's so good that you took him home.
Bro, he's like, let me take. He was like, let me.
Who's it?
With you guys?
Yeah. How much you paid?
Yeah.
So Tim took him, and then on his way, I was like, oh, I was like, what? I think he walked in front of Tim, and I was like, oh, Vish. What happened? He's like, oh yeah, Tim threw up. Oh yeah, I remember this.
I'm taking him home.
I remember that.
And we must have been like to Tim, you were fucked yesterday, right? He's like, what? I was fine.
I was the chaperone.
Yeah, I was the chaperone. Oh,
yeah. Yo, Tim's a good person, you know.
Yeah, he's so because like stuff like because other men are like me. You have to sleep in the club, bro. Like you have to sleep that because we're not leaving when we've paid that much money The night is like we're in the middle of the night. Like we're not.
Bro,
we're
I said, there's no way that day.
I remember that walk was incredible, bro.
Oh yeah,
we didn't get cabs. Yeah. So we had to do the whole walk back. Luckily, it was like along the coast. But that walk was long, bro.
It was bare long. Yeah. I remember.
It was a walk.
Yeah, it was long. I remember I left and I managed to go and get a taxi because someone else was going further. I took a hitchhiking. I was just like, listen. I'm going down there. And they're like, yeah, come through. And then I went through it. Bro, I got back. Bro. By the time you man got there, I was sleeping. I was snoring.
Shake in Amsterdam, yeah. I remember when we went Amsterdam, he got bare licked, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, no one can find him, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, when we get into the club, there's these lockers. So me and Shake are sharing a locker. We put our jacket.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember Shake was missing for like an hour. Yeah. And I'm like, where the hell's Shake? Like, I go looking for him. I see him walking out with two guys and he's wearing my jacket, bro. He's walking out of the club. I'm like, Shake, what you doing? And he's like, oh, yo, shit, my bad. And I'm like, where you going? He's like, yeah, I met these two guys. They said they're going to take me around the corner. Like, they've got something for me.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that. This is what happened, yeah. I got waved. Yeah. I made some new Dutch friends.
Acquaintances.
They were all men.
Were they street men?
Yes, they were. Come on, don't even do that.
One of them was in a skirt, but I don't know if I'm not saying he's not straight, but he was in a skirt.
At the time, obviously, these are the Dutch guys. They're telling me about that different places in Amsterdam and they're describing the night. I'm like, obviously, I like to have a night. That's where came from, innit? That's the origin of I want to have a night, innit? I'm just like, bro, let me go and check this out.
Yeah.
But then obviously I was waved. I didn't think that I had commitments here in it. I just thought it's a bar hop in it. Like we just go from one spot to the not I was to like, the next to it.
The maddest thing is the other guy, one of the guys in the skirt was holding.
First of all, don't do that. Don't do that narrative. Because it's a false narrative. It's like, do you know what pisses me off? The narrative here is he's fighting a false narrative, yeah. On the last episode, Shane, you're talking.
All I'm saying is, you left the club with two guys.
One was in a skirt, one was in
a cardigan.
There's a couple eyewitnesses.
On the last pod, you talked about how I was on bench, yeah?
was on bench, bro.
Like, no, I watched that today, the other day, yeah? And I was just like, what?
You was on bench.
Were you on the bench?
I was not on bench.
He was on bench.
I was a starter, bro.
Like,
hey, bro, where's that joke?
I don't bother
you. You know those ones? I wish I had Andrew's number. I would call him live now and be like,
Don't name the man that will play.
Bro, do you know what? Next pod, yeah? I'm going to reach out to him. I'm going to send a DM. I don't have his number. So I'll send him a DM. And I'll be like,
we know why.
Because I don't like the blasphemy. I don't like the.
It's okay, bro.
If you were a starter, you would have his number.
Okay, move on to your stories about my life. Your life.
Shaking Croatia. When we went out to a rave,
yeah.
We come back. I think it was a day party. We come back and we all went to nap.
Yeah.
And we're sleeping. And all of a sudden, like Shake is sleeping in the living room by himself.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're just hearing someone talk.
Yeah.
Like someone's just talking.
Now, I got up, yeah. It's one of those midday naps. I got up and I went to go speak to these man in their room.
Yeah.
And then we just hear Shake. I'm like, yeah, Shake's sleeping. We just hear Shake having a full-blown conversation. Like he's probably negotiating with somebody. I was like, is one of them man here? I was like, who's here? Like, and then we all must have went to go see Shake. this guy is laying on the bed talking to himself, like
reminiscing.
Full on conversation with Dej, and Dej's not even in the room. Do you remember this?
Do you think you were like alive?
Now, the other thing is, I thought, obviously, at a point in time, Dej was in the room, but he cut out. But then I was in such a, I was reminiscing about the whole night that I thought he was behind me at the same time, but I was too waved to turn around.
You were having a full.
He was responding. He was somebody was responding to him. Somebody was asking him questions. He was answering. He was giving questions.
It was a monologue.
It wasn't a monologue. You were speaking to somebody.
I played the clips. It was a monologue.
Anyway, in Amsterdam, the maddest thing was the guy in the skirt. Yeah.
I were cutting this out every single time.
Wait, why?
Not the skirt, not the skirt.
Say kill.
No, don't say any of that. Just say a normal nigga.
Yeah, a kill.
Yeah. Why? He was a normal nigga in a crop top. He was. Nah, I'm joking. But the people that he was walking with, the craziest thing about it, what I was seeing was, Sheikh had his own jacket in his hand and he was wearing my jacket, like out of the venue, bro.
And you guys aren't too similar.
We're not the same size at all, bro.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, close to that.
If he sneezed, oh my days, you would have been finished.
Yeah, I had a night.
But I remember the time that, in uni, that's what I was saying earlier, that Tim's such a nice guy when we went.
Oh, you were there.
What happened?
When Tim was crying.
No. We'll talk about that one. We'll talk about that one for sure. Now, we must have... This was before we knew about alcohol, innit? So, obviously, in uni, like, you just don't... You don't really understand what's going on. So, we were drinking rosé.
You're mixing
and,
like it.
And cheap vodka.
Yeah.
Like, we were packing.
Why would you do that?
Glens.
Yeah, Glens. But now... Bro, it weren't Glens, bro.
It was paint stripper.
You know it was in Polish.
It wasn't in English. I know.
That same brand came around. It got banned. It got banned.
That counterfeit.
It was making people blind.
So we're just playing FIFA and we're backing beer drinks. Yeah. And then I remember we had, what was it? Was it Barfest?
We're like
pub crawling, yeah?
It was Carnage. We had Carnage.
Yeah, but there was Barfest or there was Carnage?
There was Barfest, but we were in Carnage. Yeah, it was Carnage.
And then we get to this. Was it Carnage, Tim? Tim remembers all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they had the t-shirts.
The t-shirts, yeah.
Yeah. It was barefoot. Yeah.
We get to the second venue, yeah. And obviously it was me, Manny, and Bengs, and like we're back in all these things. We get to the second venue, and I go to the toilet, and I come out the toilet, and Ollie was like, "Oh, these man are outside, like finished." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, these man are outside." So I go outside and I see Bengs lying down, Manny lying down next to him, and there's just a pool of vomit. Well, these are just throwing up, and I'm just like, "Oh, like we need to get in my cab. And then, so I remember some random person comes out and starts laughing at them. And Tim's like, "Why the fuck are you laughing at my mate?
Don't laugh at my friend."
Is that what he does?
Is that Tim's drunken stage? That's his final drunken stage.
The worst part about that is when Tim got drunk, we did the opposite. We did the opposite. I remember that night where he was outside. And these times I wasn't even bare close to Tim as I was now. Yeah. But I remember it was a situation where these men were talking about shifts. Like every man, because it was early. Yeah. Every man was talking about you do 30 minutes, then I'll go watch him for 30 minutes. Yeah. And they tried to put me on a rope. I don't work here, bro. So then I was like, the way they were talking about it, I was like, let me actually go out and see what's happening. Because they're talking like he's dying. Like somebody needs some money at him at all time. I go out and I see.
He was breathing
at first. And
heavy
then
like a dog.
And I was just talking to him. I was just like, "Yeah, Tim, you're going to die, bro. You're going to die." And he's just like, "No, please, I'm not going to die. No." You know that first time when you're drunk, everything's going on in your head.
It's spinning.
You don't even know.
It's spinning. I remember he was like, shut the fuck up.
Have you man had any altercations in the club?
Yeah.
I remember.
I think one of the times when I went to Sweden and I was
E-man saved your life.
Oh yeah, I saved your life.
Hear this. So we're in Sweden and then this girl comes past and I start talking to her like normally, yeah. Mm. And then this guy comes up to me, he's like, "Why the fuck are you talking to my girl?" Mm.
I'm like, bro, I didn't even know that was your girl. Like, and I'm not even trying to meet her. I'm just having a normal conversation.
Yeah. Swedish guy.
Yeah. And Swedish people are nuts.
But this guy was.
But black
this
Swedish.
Guy, yeah.
So
yeah,
black
yeah.
Viking.
That's yeah. And he had scars. He had scars. So I know he had been.
I know his fiance, not just his girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you chatting to her?
It's different.
And he's trying to fight me. And then E-Man, you know, E-Man wants to come and save the day. And E-Man's like, if you're gonna fight anyone, fight me.
And did he say that?
Yeah. And the guy's like, let's go.
E-Man voice.
I've been in those scenarios so many times.
You're thinking the man's like, no, I'm not down.
The way I stood as well.
Yeah.
That was tight.
He's like, my biceps have helped me out many times before, innit?
On as well, so it gives me a bit I'm looking
I'm thinking you're an upgrade on him for sure.
100%. I was just like, okay. The guy said, let's go to the toilets.
Bro, the guy wanted to rock
so,
in the
so
toilet.
So I went to the toilets with him, but I put my hand over. I was like, hey, listen.
You man and this guy were in the toilets for 20 minutes.
I said, listen, obviously my boy didn't know. They were just having a friendly conversation.
E-Man loves
that. Yeah,
loves
that's your fiance.
Yeah. He loves that.
I started talking to him and then I squashed the beef. Yeah.
No, but then he comes out. The guy comes out and then, because I was like, bro, E-Man's been in the toilet for time.
You don't know if he's still alive. You don't know if he's alive.
The guy was in the skirt. The guy was in the skirt.
Oh my days.
When the guy comes out and then he sees, like, I can see he's calm, but then he sees me and he just gets angry again. And he's like, why are you talking to my fiance? And he's like, coming big close. I was like, bro, come on, man. Like, it's not that. I was like, bro, I'd never do that to a black brother. Like, come on. He's like, oh, race one.
You should have said that the first time. You're like, yo, my brother, I didn't mean that.
Was squashed. Not E-Man and his bicep.
I don't know what type.
You squashed it in like 2 seconds when E-Man was there with them for half an hour.
The toilet's flushing while he was doing
negotiations for 20 minutes.
20 minutes in heaven in the toilet.
Oh, my day.
Man.
You know what? I've had a few altercations by the bar. So when we went Motor, I remember... So I'm strategic when I go to the bar. Like, if I see there's like a massive queue there, I'll just try to find a spot.
I mean, that's most people though. That's not really, you're not a mastermind for picking the short queue.
I try to worm my way in and I try to look for people I might know in the queue.
E-Man hates queues, bro.
I hate queues. So yeah, I'm like,
tries to get shortcuts in.
Always, like, even you if I see someone in a queue, I'll be like, oh, you good, bro?
You good, bro?
And then you come in.
And I come in.
Oh, I don't know the guy. Yeah. I always do it. So I done it. I went into the front of the queue and there was this guy standing next to me with his girl. Mm. And the waiter was like, oh, who's next? He's next. I was like, I'm next. The waiter came to serve me. He was like, the other guy looked at me. He's like, nah, I'm next. I was like, nah, I'm next. And he was like, bro, I've been waiting there for time. I was like, bro, I've been waiting there for time. Yeah. He had these girls next to him as well. So I was trying to keep it calm. He's serving me already. Like, you're with your girl. Let's just calm it down. He's like, no, you're trying to take the piss. He started hyping. You're trying to take the piss. I was like, bro.
Maybe I want
to
show up in front of the girl, bro.
But you have to, though. You have to.
I was like, broski? like, I'm here to enjoy myself. Mm. I can see you're with your girl. Mm. The guy's already serving me. There's nothing he can do now. All you got to do is wait. Be patient. Just be patient. Be patient. The guy was like, what? Who you talking to? I was like,
you told him to go
see
to the toilet.
You see the tone of my voice? No. I was like, because this is the way I talk. I was like, you see the tone of my voice? It's chilled. It's calm. Just relax.
Yeah, you're manipulative, fam.
And I'll tell him to serve you next.
Okay.
He's like, bro, why are you doing that? I was like, bro, look, we're here to enjoy ourselves.
Just a drink, bro.
He's like, you know what he said to me? He's like, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it, bro. I'm not even under beef. I'm a doctor, man. he said he's a doctor. I said, oh, yeah, I work in banking as well. Then he comes up to you. He's like, oh, swear that. He's like, oh, safe, bro.
there's not even any correlation as well.
Working black professionals.
You're not under beef. We're both not on this.
You're both on LinkedIn.
We're both on LinkedIn.
But it was shocking because the guy was so talking bare road. He's like, oh, but I'm a doctor. I was like, that threw me off guard.
The guy would have fucked you up and healed you.
There's a commonality. Pedro was saying, like, listen, when you got the raise card squashed the profession, you just have to find that.
You
got to
find that common ground, innit?
Yeah.
Yours is kilt.
I we need to fucking squash that shit, man, because the kilt thing's not flying.
You know what? I had another one of those. I don't know why I keep.
E-man, like.
Well, we know why. We've got beds for you.
This one's different. Guys. I'm walking to the bar, but another guy barges into me. But you know, for some reason, when someone barges into me, I stand stiff.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I barged into him because he couldn't move me.
Yeah.
So he looks at me.
How do you know the barge is coming? I hate you so much.
You can tell the barge is coming. But people walk a certain way.
You can tell by the way they.
Yeah, the way they're moving. So I'm just like, I didn't even say anything. I just continued. But he looks at me, he's like, what are you doing, bro? I'm like, I'm going to the bar. What are you doing, bro? He's like, nah, you barged me. I was like, I didn't barge you. You walked into me and I stood still.
I stood my ground.
Mm. He's like, nah, you barged into me. What? It was like, he was switching. He was like, bro, what? You want to do a thing? You know what I said to him? I was like, you're trying to beef me.
Yeah.
When there's bare girls here.
Why does he do this voice? Yeah.
The voice takes them down, though. Yeah. It takes them.
You saw my boy went to him like, nah, he's right.
He's right.
And you're trying to cause trouble. The other guy's like, nah, you're right. It works. I know how to do this guy.
You know? He's club expert. He's so high.
He antagonizes that he can't.
Yeah, you got to come.
He looks like the hero, but he's a real villain.
Bro, that's the best. You know those ones where you're just calm in the situation when it's intense?
It makes you look crazy that you're hyping.
Yeah, it makes you kind
of
calm.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time when we were out in Shoreditch. This is a while back.
What, is this me again?
No, you weren't there.
Cool, please.
You weren't there. I was out there in Shoreditch. And then I was chatting to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, another guy was chatting to her, like, you know, during the night. So it was like, we'll see who she likes.
Yeah.
But then she was like spending more time with me. So then obviously I took her number, but at that time, like, it was done with him, innit?
Mm-hmm.
He got vexed. Because he at that point, like, he lost in it. So I was at the bar, and at the bar, he came through, and he was, like, he kind of, like, barged into me.
Mm.
But, like, on a...
Like, accident or...
Yeah, but, like, it was, like, intentionally accidental thing. Just, like, showing frustration type of thing in it. He just waved in it. So then he checks me, and then we're, like, squaring up with each other, and I'm just like, well, bro, what's the problem? I ain't got an issue with you.
Mm.
But I was calm in it, and he, like, I was, like, aggravating him a bit, the fact that I was just bare calm in it. Yeah. And I know why he felt that way.
Yeah.
So he's bare hyping up to me, and then, obviously, the bouncers come through, and they're, like, taking him over. But as a bouncer, you know those ones when you're bare angry, and then you're trying to hype, but then people are taking you away from the situation,
yeah.
And he's just getting even more angry. Yeah. But then you're just there chilling, you're just there, like...
You secured the number.
Yeah, exactly. Get on with your night, bro.
Right. Bro, I remember Cancun. I think that was one of the best days of my life. It was a period of...
There's quite a few nights in Cancun, though.
No, I think it was, like, the night... It was two days.
The night when we went to the club.
Obviously, we met them four American Jawnings, yeah.
Them Jawns.
And then, bro, them Jawns were slapping, bro. Hey, yo, do you know what I just clocked?
Yeah.
I beat Fabian to a girl, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well done, man.
Well done.
What did you do? Yo, it's Vish from Pastor Meerkat. This episode is sponsored by Hera. Boom, bow.
What happened? These. Oh, there was three of them. Manny was, you were having a nap.
as per usual.
Manny was having a nap. And then there was three girls. And Beng and Fabian went to two of them first. They both went to the lighties. And then I went to, and then I had to go to the other one, yeah? Mm. And then we're chilling with them. We're chatting to them. And then.
Oh, this is on the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah, I did have a nap. I remember that nap.
You remember the naps.
Bro, I just remember. I remember we were chatting to them. I think we went to their room. We were chatting to them. We go back to Manny after. We was like, let's go out tonight. We go back to Manny, and they said they had a friend that wasn't there.
Mm.
I was like, is your friend napping? She was like, no, my friend's knacking. But same thing.
Just a couple of switches. On the same page.
So then we go back to Manny. We're like, Manny. We found three girls. We found four girls. They've got extra friends. We don't know what she looks like. She's yours.
I was like,
she's yours. So then what happened? She comes. They all come to the, I think they were in the hotel next to us. And then we meet them at the front of the hotel and they're just walking down the stairs looking bad.
Mm.
All of them.
Three of them. I shouldn't carry on sleeping.
So three of them were nice, and then Raddy took one for the team. But I remember. So obviously everyone had their girls, and then we go out clubbing, and I'm dancing with my thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the girl that's with Fabian, she starts whispering sweet nothings into my ear.
I love them. Hey. Coronation Street. Coronation
Street. So much better when it's Fabian as well.
He deserves it. I don't know. Fuck it. He deserves it. Yeah, he deserves
it. 100%. Whispering sweet nothings into my ear. And I'm just like, bro, yeah, I need one up on Fabian. Yeah. For years, I need one up on it. So on the way, the party bus on the way back.
Yeah.
I'm just toasting her. And then the other one that I wind on, she's just giving me evils the whole night. We go to my room, we're chatting to them, and we had
I think we played Twister, that was it.
we played Twister. Slaps, bro.
I've had to save some of my boys, no names, man.
Save them?
Yeah, save them in the club, because sometimes when they're drunk, just do anything. I remember when one of the guys was talking to Ibrahimovic in the club, yeah.
Oh my days.
The girl was like 6'7", bro. And I'm bro, what are you doing?
She was winning that.
He likes short girls. But when he's drinking, he's just a different man.
Who is it?
They're not here now.
They're in the group.
Oh, they might be here now, but no, I'm joking. They're not here now.
When you're licked, though, your vision gets blurry. Sorry, bro.
No,
when
you're
but how true is that?
No, it's true. I've been to the opticians recently. My vision is fantastic.
Bro, there was 2020 vision.
Yeah, bro. There was one time I was out, yeah, and I had just drunk so much, bro. The thing about me is when I drink too much, 40 minutes, 1 hour, I'm done. 40 minutes, literally 40 minutes into the club, I'm done. But those 40 minutes are the best 40 minutes of my life ever. So I remember we just get there and then I'm waved, the lights are low. And then I'm seeing this girl who's a twin. Mm. So I know she's coming to the motive already.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm like, I think that's probably why I got turned anyway. Cause I was
You need to be ready.
I need to be ready. I need a good night tonight. But I just took it too over the top. So then, she gets into the club, and I remember I see her, and I'm so happy that I've seen her. I was like, oh, you look fantastic. And she's obviously there with her sister, identical twins.
Yeah.
Twins. I must have come to the toilet.
Where have you been?
I must have gone to the toilet. I come back out, and it's like, what?
Certain
songs, yeah?
Yeah. You know what's going on. It's a vibe.
I remember I'm in the mirror. I'm like washing my hands. I'm like,
you're right. You know what's going on?
Yeah.
You got to dry your hand, but you
don't play the full song.
You got to be 30 seconds to wait.
Yeah. I get out there and I see the girl. I see her. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I know it's one of those ones where, we said we're going to dance tonight. Cool.
Yeah.
So I don't even ask. I don't even look at her. I just I'm doing all that. The girl's like, oh. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, what's wrong, babe?
Babe.
And then I see the actual twin that I was seeing on the other side, and she's just laughing.
Oh, she laughed.
Oh my days, bro. When I was licked, I wasn't looking at what they were wearing.
When you're licked, the outfits are the same.
Exactly. All colors are the same. You can only see blue and yellow. Yeah, that's it. So then, I was like, I remember when I was like, oh, I realized what I did. I went up to the girl, I was like, look, I'm sorry, I had an affair with your sister. I'm sorry, I had an affair with your sister. I didn't mean it, bro. But she was just laughing. She was like, honestly, it's fine. People get us mixed up all the time.
But they're identical twins, so I think you kind of got away with it.
Yeah, you can get away with it.
Exactly, yeah.
Have you guys ever been moved to in a club?
By a girl.
Of course. Do you know what? I didn't really get moved to, but... Remember we went to Shoreditch House?
I don't remember. You got moved to ever.
You were there. Man denied it.
No, I moved to you. I don't know if she really moved to me, but this is why I understand why some girls, even if they don't want
you. Why
are you laughing?
It's very funny. It's facial rape.
Fucked up your whole I hear the plot anymore. You can't have it. If you said, I remember, I was interested, but nah.
He's acting up right now. But I remember we were there, we're just standing. I think Pedro knew the DJ as well. Mm. So we're just chatting with the DJ. Then some girl walks up to me.
Yeah.
She starts talking to me. She's like, can I buy you a drink? Mm. I was like, huh? Because I've never...
Can you confirm that?
You remember this?
I don't know any DJs that I should have.
Come on, man. So you remember like Pedro was with me. You remember she walked up to me, like some, it was like a mixed race girl. She walked up to me and she was like, oh, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah. It's starting to click.
What she actually done first was, she walked up to both of us. She assessed Pedro's face.
Oh my God.
She looked at me. Look at his.
That's when you know it's fabricated.
That's when you know it's all porkies.
You had them until you said that. When you said that.
But she was like, oh, can I buy you a drink? And I was shocked. I was like, what do you mean you want to buy me a drink? I'm confused. She's like, no, I just want to buy you a drink. I was like, why do you want to buy me a drink? She's like, I just want to buy you a drink. In my head, I'm like, what do you do in that situation? Like, if a girl offers to buy you a drink, you just say, yeah, innit?
It's rude not to.
Some girls say this, they might not be feeling the guy, but the guy offers to buy them a drink, so they'll go to the bar and accept the drink.
Yeah.
But after that, they'll talk to the guy for like 1 minute and
then walk away.
Yeah.
So it's, I done the exact same thing.
Even like a bad B, you know? Bad B, E-man.
I hear it.
Because like, but I couldn't say no. Like saying no to her would have been
Then taking a drink and going away. Yeah. Bro. Yeah.
But what would you guys do in that situation if a girl offered you a drink but you didn't really want to?
I'll say, you know, it's all right. I'll buy us a drink.
Yeah.
So I'll say,
Or you could just be like, no.
You would have bought a drink.
Some girls. Like, you didn't,
why are you making me look bad?
Yeah, but it's true. Because some girls, they're like, no, it's all good. I'll buy my own drink type thing. You know? And you're like, you respect that. And you're like, cool.
Why don't you, man, want to be wine and dine? But I'll accept the drink.
100%.
Do you know what the feeling for? It feels so good.
That whole night,
Pedro was annoyed with me. The whole night.
Pedro doesn't remember this night.
Your
recollection.
Pedro remembers.
I wasn't there. I've never seen no girl by email.
That happened to me. I was out with Ryan, Toby, and Nat.
Yeah,
and then them like they were like to me.
I love how you said none of us were there, bro.
Yeah, but I named names so them man could come verify.
Because they
remember you got to put the names in your story and don't know if it's true.
The only person out here is denying your story.
But yeah, so the girl they're like to me like, oh, this girl's looking at you bears, Dej, and I'm like,
she's only human, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, let's leave it. Like, let's see what she does, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then she comes over to me. And then she's basically like, oh, can I buy you a drink? Ryan's there like, what the fuck is going on, bro? And then the girl was cool. And then I was like, I actually just, like, when I get put in that position, I act like a girl. I want to be a girl.
What the fuck?
So I'm like, you know what? Like, yeah, let me see what his chat is like, what her chat is like. That's what I'm basically like. Yeah, then she takes me to the bar and she's just like, yeah, like, I just think you're like very attractive and I wanted to buy you a drink. Like, what do you do? And then we got to chatting. And then she just like, yeah, like she bought me a drink. I took the drink. I took her Instagram. And then that was it. Kept it like that. Amazing time, bro.
Was she cute?
She was cute as well, you know. She was cute. Like maybe not my type, but she was cute. And I was like, I like the chat. That's what girls do. Sometimes it's not about the face. You can't be out there. There are not too many good men out here to be only deciding about the face. You got to see the chat as well, bro.
Is you get the girls with a different game. So I remember I went roller skating. None of you men were there. So
you're not that handsome.
No.
Were there any other humans there? Who was there?
There was a couple aliens there. But I think the guys were there, but we went roller skating. And I remember I went to the bar. This is a true story.
Okay.
I went to the bar and this girl stood by the bar next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to order my drink, and she was just like, hey,
You're not gonna get me a drink.
Yes. I said, huh? But she stood, I was at the bar for at least 5 minutes, and she was standing next to me for that whole time.
Not getting
a drink.
Didn't
say one word.
Yeah.
As soon as the waiter came,
she just wants a drink.
She was waiting for you to.
She just wanted to get a drink.
That's the diploma free.
She's on job seekers allowance.
But there's girls that do that as well. Like they
they're finesse ones, isn't it?
Yeah. Finesse ones.
But if she was sweet, would you?
You would have done it.
Nah.
Yeah, you would have.
You would have.
Gas man, bro.
Bro, I remember. I'm not even gonna say this person's name, but I was with my boy. Yeah, this is like a new dimension of clubbing now for me. Or I don't even feel like it's clubbing, but when we go out. Like people recognizing me and stuff. So I was with my boy, and he sees a girl that he used to date. Like he used to date, but it didn't end well. Like he used to see her, it didn't end well.
Mm.
And she's with another guy. And she's like, she's proper like whining on the guy. Like it's one of those ones where
they're bearing love.
Not like bearing love, but she's just like they're whining, but they're standing still. Like they're looking over the balcony. watching the stage, and they're standing still. So the guy's just behind her, like hugging her. It's one of those ones like you'd think they're a couple, like a compliment. Yeah,
mahogany.
So then my boy is there, and he's like, "Oh yeah, this is the girl that I used to see. Like she's with a guy. Yeah. Bloody bloody blah." They recognize each other. So then I walk past the guy, and the guy is like, the guy's still with the girl there. The guy's like, "Oh shit. You're Deji from Pastor Mirka, innit?" He's like, "Oh my God, I love your thing, bro. I love your thing." The girl's in front, so the girl, I don't think she's heard what he's saying. I think maybe she just hear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know that this is my boy's like ex thing. Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, bro, like, yeah, safe, bro. Like, thank you for the love, bro." Like, all of that, I start doing all of that.
Appreciate it.
I'm just, I appreciate it. Like, "No, I love your thing. I love your thing."
Usually you'd be like, "Safe, bro. Keep it moving."
I need her to know, like, "Yeah, bro, like, yeah, I'm basically like, yeah, obviously I'm with my guy and I'm putting to the guy that I'm with in it that she knows." And then it's just like, she kind of turns around and she looks and she just, I know in her head she was thinking, "This guy's begging it. Why is he begging it with my old thing, like his friends and stuff?" It was two jokes, bro. Two jokes.
That's dead. Remember, do you guys remember the first time you got drunk?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, fucking hell. I remember I got drunk well later than these, man. Like, I remember in uni, I refused to drink for a while.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and then...
Did your mum say it's bad?
I was just bare scared of it, you know? Like, for some reason, I was just bare scared of it. I was bare scared of alcohol. So I got drunk later than these, man. Mm. But I feel like I remember the first time these, man, got drunk.
Yeah, I gave you that Harry Potter scar.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said
yeah.
Harry Potter. What?
But, so was that
your first time?
No.
That's the first time we saw him.
We saw it. Yeah, so obviously, the first time I probably got drunk was probably around uni times. No. It was around uni times.
You know, college times, there was no such thing as wavy shake.
Yeah,
no one knew that guy.
Yeah, we obviously...
It was illegal to drink.
No, it wasn't because we were 18.
Yeah.
We're 18.
A lot of people lose their drink ginny at like 15.
We didn't really chill with shake back then because we didn't know wavy shake existed.
Don't do that. I hate this narrative that you guys are doing. I'm going to squash the whole... All the propaganda.
I've got a picture of
all the propaganda's getting squashed. But I remember it was Freshers Week, and obviously, like I had uni like a year. I mean, like 2 weeks before these men did.
Mm. Okay.
So obviously, I was in Sheffield.
You experienced.
The rest of the men were in like Essex, innit?
Yeah.
So
you done your freshers.
I done my freshers, and then like obviously
that's not enough.
I had two weeks.
I had a blast. I was just like, yeah.
This is what alcohol does.
I was just like, this is wavy. I was like, you know what? I've discovered a whole other side of myself.
How did you feel after that first night? Because you must have known that your behaviour was so different.
No, but the first night, I didn't go too mad because I was like, there was fear in it. There was fear. So I was just like, you know what? It's like a feeling, like it's wavy in it. Like you're out here, you're just a bit more loose in it.
Mm.
But then next time, like the next re-up, you're like, you know what? I want to push it. And I was like, you know, I'm going to save this re-up for when I'm with my guys. When I see E-Man and Dez, these are my guys. I was like, you guys, I want to tell you about this shit. It's too lit, man. I need to get on this shit, man. This is like 2013 shit. You don't know about this shit, man. You're on that 2006 shit, man.
He's talking about like he's from a new strand in the
end. So I go to Essex and then I try to sell it to these guys. Like it's like I'm bringing this shit from South. I'm trying to bring it across the border. I'm like, listen, guys, like I had it in
brown bag.
Listen, let's go Tesco's. Let's try some of this shit. Like, listen, it's gonna be lit. Can have a good time.
Blow your mind. This shit, bro.
We're talking about alcohol.
So we get some vodka, some just like normal Tesco vodka.
Yeah, yeah. Glen's.
And then Dej's like bit apprehensive. He's just like, nah, you know what? Like I'm not down for this. You know, like you're like, I'll try a bit. But I was like, no, you gotta push it. Like there's don't do two shots, do four shots. Like two shots ain't gonna get the job done. Like I done that 2 weeks ago.
I ain't gonna get that job done. Bro, I remember that I think when you came was one of the first times I threw up, it was like the end of the year. And the way I threw up, it was like, bro, that feeling when you get when you're throwing up, like, and this is the only time ever I've thrown up in the club. Like, normally I go home, you might know. Yeah. So I went to the toilets.
Yeah.
It's so mad because you get into the toilets somebody had done a mad shit in the toilet anyway. I didn't care. I couldn't, I just needed to sit down. So I just put the seat down and I sit down. And then while I'm sitting down, I just end up throwing up all over my crepes and all over myself. I was like, bro, I'm never getting this licked
again. It's mad because every single time you throw up, you say, I'm never getting this licked again. 2 weeks later.
It's crazy, bro.
It's mad because it's like, but throwing up, when I remember when I first threw up that same night when these lot were drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, I didn't even finish the story. These men were drunk and I'm just thinking, bro, we all drank the same thing, so I should be throwing up as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 2 minutes later, I'm just standing there, I just started throwing up. Yeah. Tim just called the Tim pulled the cabbie round.
That is so crazy.
And we went home. But it's like, bro, like that time I felt dead, like for days. But it's like now when I throw up, I'm just like, cool. Like it's so like throwing up has become so normal to me, bro.
Yeah. The only man I've never seen throw up is E-Man.
Yeah, I rarely throw up.
But we have a couple pictures. A lot of mutual friends.
Yeah.
Seen a couple pictures of him sleeping on the floor.
Vodka. The only time I've thrown up is by drinking vodka. Mm. But it's drinking the counterfeit.
Like the fake things.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't touch that.
Counterfeit.
It has to be. Has to be.
You're like the pure cocaine, isn't it?
Ciroc AU. Ciroc AU. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't touch anything else.
I think I remember the first time I got drunk. Where was it? At this girl. Actually, nah, bro. My uncle took me to Lagos Island. And
your uncle?
In Leighton.
In Leighton, I got drunk on Smirnoff
Ice. Your uncle to Lagos
Island? Smirnoff Ice? You must have been 12 then.
No, I was like 16.
Crazy.
Yeah, because that drink slaps, bro.
I had a period of WKD where it was touching me.
Bro, you know when you're young, your alcohol tolerance is
low. No. That's where Deji actually started. What, so WKD? Everyone was drinking the Disaronno, the vodka. This guy said WKD. This guy used to have two blue bottles. Two bottles
like his tongue's all blue as well.
I said, nah. I said, drink that away from us.
These men were high risk because we got to uni, like, and it's literally the first night out. We had people from our college that went to our uni, innit?
And they
were called AAA, AAA.
Alcohol
Anonymous Society. They had an alcoholic society, and it was mad. So they threw a drink up literally like 2 days we get into there. They're throwing a drink up.
Yeah.
And they're mixing stuff and doing all this stuff. E-Man, Vish, Eddie, Mergim, they're all on drinking their drink. I'm like, I'm not touching what these men are doing. You're seeing these men putting stuff in
their eye.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's
what?
Crazy. We didn't do that. But people were putting stuff in, I don't know what they're doing.
But they're taking the drink from them. I'm like, bruv, you man are going
to
get lit.
They put shots in there. Well, you went to a different uni to me, boy.
The mad thing is, at that drink up, there was an ambulance outside of it was a house party, by the way. There was an ambulance just outside. As soon as we got there, there's an ambulance outside. I'm like, I won't go to the paramedics. What's happened? They're like, we're waiting.
To be fair, at uni, there was always
ambulances around. And the maddest thing is, that night we went home in a police van.
Oh, yeah.
The night got so messy. The police got called out. We couldn't get cabs home.
Yeah.
This was before like Uber times. We couldn't get cabs home. The police was like, yeah, we're going to take you home. But they just took us. They just put everybody in the police van.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? We're in the police van with bare girls.
Those people.
People are lips in everything.
Like
Yeah. And one of the man in the van is like, because people are lips in and the police van light is off. Yeah. And then the policeman turned. We're probably like in the place where people get arrested, where they're secure. The light is off. The policeman turns the light on, and you see one of my boys. He's bare lips and up a girl.
Yeah.
He's like, "The police, turn off the light, bro. Off that light, please, bro. I'm lips in, bro." And the policeman. It's so crazy, bro. The way these men were behaving, that's when I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to touch alcohol ever." Bro. That's what put me off, bro.